Roach Coach Podcast.
Hot all day, every day.
This is the Roach Coach Podcast.
All day, every day.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey to create the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Noz.
Keep it rolling, baby.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, back with you, back for another episode of Roach Coach, creating that new metal canon one album at a time. This week, it's all about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting?
That's right. We're going over your feedback, your requests, your questions, your Roach emendations, so much more. To kick things off, though, Matt, we've got to do a little thing, and it's called Who's Plugging?
Who's Plugging?
And the plugging? We're the ones plugging.
Oh, yeah.
So we
got
a little thing. It's over on patreon.com/RoachCoachPodcast. We've got new exclusive eps going up over there. The Pact is happening. The feedback for the first episode of The Pact, incredible. People are loving
Very
it.
Very positive.
Very positive. People are into it. They're like, it's the coach, but with a twist. It's a little different. It's a little different. I'm appreciating that because let me tell you, felt a little nervous coming out with that one because it wasn't the new, couldn't lean on the chug, going a little bit different, running into some ska. It's an unpredictable situation and I'm enjoying it and I'm glad that people are enjoying it and we're hoping more people will come and join us and check it out on the Patreon. To wet the whistle a little bit more, we're unveiling more Patreon perks and that next perk, Matt, because people love it, it's a vote.
Oh, rocking the vote.
We're rocking the vote because, Matt, as we record this, it's the tail end of February. It's a chilly day here. I had to wear a hat all day, bundled up cold. The cold is cutting through my jacket.
If you ever want to place which day we recorded it, yesterday, my daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. 70 degrees here in Metro Detroit. 70 degrees. Today...
Mm-hmm.
25.
Yes.
With wind that mm-hmm. cut through you like a knife stabbing you in the back because you thought that you were going to have nice weather for another day. Mm. Wrong.
Wrong.
So wrong.
So with this in mind, Matt, this wind is cutting through me. It's cutting through you.
Absolutely.
Our thoughts immediately go to when is summer happening? When's it going to get here? And more importantly, is it going to be a side project summer?
Is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it will be. But once again, because we're getting wild here on the coach, it's with a little bit of a twist because Ooh. Our Patreon patrons will get to pick what side project we are doing. So we're going to have posted up over on the patreon.com/RoachCoachPodcast. Our patrons will have three options to choose from. For side projects this summer. Those options? West Borland.
Ooh.
Brian Head Welsh from Korn.
Whoa.
Or one, Chino Marino. That's right. You will go through, you will vote and pick which of those three artists we will cover. We will be doing three side projects from one of them. Which side projects are we going to do? That's a surprise. It's Roach Coach surprise, baby. You know, we're going to dig our hand to the big bowl of side projects.
We can't put our whole cards on the table.
Mm-mm. Got to keep some secrets, okay?
But right. if you see who's chosen, you'll know. I mean,
you'll know. Yeah,
isn't
you'll
like,
have an
like,
idea.
Yeah, you won't be like, oh my gosh, which Jonathan Davis solo album are you going to do? You know, like it's not
exactly right. If Head wins, you'll be able to parse it out pretty easily. But that being said, we'll open it up. Which of these three new metal luminaries will we be covering their side projects? Will we be covering Wes Borland? He's got a deep one. He's got a lot of sides. A lot of sides. Head from Korn, Chino Marino. Head over to patreon.com/RoachCoachPodcast. Poll should be up by the time this goes up. It's gonna be up for we're gonna leave it up. I'd say like a week. We're gonna give you 7 days. All right, 7 solid days of voting, and then we will make a decision. And then whoever gets the most votes, as all voting works, I'm explaining how voting works. Whoever gets the most votes.
Tell me more about democracy,
Matt. Whoever gets the most votes will then be
wins.
They will win, and we will cover their side projects for Side Project Summer.
Okay, so this is not ranked choice. This is winner take all.
That's right. Yeah. So if you put in a vote for Head, you are saying fuck you to the other two. That's just how democracy
works.
That's
just how it goes. And we will call them and let them know.
We'll let them know. We're like, this guy, he said no to you, Wes. He said no. He said yes to Head and no to Wes. So, yeah, so head on over there and let us know who we're going to be covering for Side Project Summer. We're very excited, not only for warmer temperatures, but to see what's going on the side.
I felt like I should say something there, and I didn't. I was like,
you didn't.
Something on the side. You then just, I was like,
just, yep.
I let it pass by, but in my head, I was like, side piece.
Do you want to do it again?
Sure, let's.
No. Let's leave it as
no,
it
the
is
moment
beautiful.
Is clearly past.
It's
so,
past.
Yeah, let's
it's
go
past.
Back for it.
All right, Matt. Okay. Up next, we've got to talk about who's back.
Who's back?
Matt, Kitty is back.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
For a lot of our listeners, they're going to be like, this is old news, boys. Old news. I know. We didn't get to it a couple weeks ago, but that's because this song melted our bodies. We had to be reconstituted in order to do this episode for you. The new song is called Eyes Wide Open. Straight up ripper. Matt, let's just do a taste.
Okay. Here's Eyes Wide Open by Kitty. So good.
Wow.
So good.
Wow. That's really good. I will say, though, it feels very just metal. Like,
yes.
Very metal. Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
No problems with that.
No problem with that. But it's a straight up ripper. Kitty, you're back. Feels like a strong return. When bands say, hey, we're coming back, we got some new material, tell us what you think, whatever. And then Kitty is like, yeah, we got a new song. It's going to burn down your house. Like, okay. All right. All right, Kitty, you're back. Well done. Well done. I guess we just got to keep our eyes and ears peeled for this inevitable album, which, wowza, that's going to be something.
You ready?
I'm going to need a little bit of time. I don't know. If everything is equal to that, oh boy. I'm going to take a day off of work. We have to talk about Matt. As this episode goes up, next week, we'll be commemorating the exciting milestone of receiving 420 reviews on iTunes and surrounding review areas.
Right.
Which led to us doing the Cottonmouth Kings 420 Puff Puff Pass Spectacular. I'm very excited for everybody to hear this episode. But as we did it, and as we were saying, like, well, then what's the next milestone? Okay, you hit 420. What's next? What could possibly be done? And let's just put it out there. He's a gift. He's a legend. He's a friend. Joshua Toomey.
He sure is. All of these things.
All of these things. He rolled into the comments. He said it. We screen capped it. We shared it in the group chat. And we agreed. That's the one. Ladies and gentlemen, if we get 500 reviews on iTunes and surrounding review sites, we will do the Stone Sour Power Hour 500.
Of course we will.
I saw it. We saw it. We couldn't deny it. You know, I sent it to Jenny, and Jenny was like, that's the one. Yep,
that's the one.
That's the one.
We're not going to do better than that.
I mean, I think the one downside, Matt, is that we will have to all modify our headphones in order to fit our wide brim hats.
That is correct.
That we will have to wear when we do the Stone Sour Power Hour 500.
I'm going to have to like have a hat that has holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea. Yep. Yeah, holes in the hat. Yep. I was thinking cutting giant holes in the brim, but I like the hole in the hat idea too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So either way, these are things we're going to have to definitely do, is do that. And then listen to the first Stone Sour album. So there you go, everybody. There's the marching orders. If you haven't already reviewed The Coach, head on over. Get us up. 500 reviews.
Yeah, get us up.
Get us up.
Jiggle the balls. Get us up.
Get us up. Get us up.
In this explanation.
Yes.
A review would be like an erotic kiss.
An erotic kiss, Matt?
Is there any other kind?
I mean, yes, no,
you're
right. There's
a
lots of different types of kisses.
But if you're trying to get us up.
Yeah, gonna need an erotic one. That's right.
Need an erotic kiss. Listen, in the form of a review.
That's right. Okay. So
I can't wait to see these new reviews that are just like, here's your erotic kiss, you weirdo.
Okay. Listen, yes, the reviews have to evoke an erotic kiss. Okay. That Matt has made this new rule. I'm doubling down. I'm yes anding him. I'm following the rules of improv.
You want that power hour? You gotta give us that erotic kiss of a review.
You gotta. Listen, if I look at your reviews and it's a straight up forehead kiss, not counting it. Not counting it.
You have to blow in my ear. Say, this one's for you, big boy. Yeah, sweet, sweet kiss. And then you're gone by morning.
Matt and Oz, love him and leave him.
Love him and leave him. We've been married 14 years. A big love him and leave him guy.
Matt, you gone in the morning in that he went to use the bathroom. He's coming back in like 5 minutes. Don't worry.
I rounded up. I'm married 13 years. But yeah.
Listen, Matt, we know. We all know.
We all know you're a loving and leave.
You're loving and leave him any day now.
Yeah. Just a lot of broken hearts in my wake.
All right, so there you go. 500 reviews should evoke an erotic kiss. We're off for the races. The Stone
Sour
Power Hour.
We got 80 erotic kisses to go.
That's right.
We got 420. It's only 80 reviews. We're gonna be doing this by easily 2026.
Easily. And if you're saying, okay, can you give us some review examples? I don't know how these are going to square with what you're looking for, Matt, but these are some reviews. We're going to just jump right into it. We're going to jump right into it. into
it's
who's
a
reviewing
genie's
us.
Lamp. All right.
Matt, do you want to take this first one from Dave Shook?
Sure. Where is it?
Did you get my email?
I'm looking right at your email, but I have 17 posters for fucking...
Scroll down.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's a review. It says, it's good, even if you don't like nu metal. Thank you. 5 stars. I don't like nu metal. I'm not even that crazy about plain old regular metal, but I do love listening to funny people talk passionately about music they love or hate or just sort of tolerate, whichever. This podcast delivers on that every episode. Give it a listen. Dave Shook, the most accurate Roach Coach review of all time.
Thank you. Matt.
That felt like an erotic kiss.
That did feel like an erotic kiss for our show. Absolutely. Yeah. That one? Yeah.
Total erotic. We're never getting another review.
No, everyone's like, if I leave a review for these pervs,
morons are going to say it was an erotic.
Somebody right now is like, I was going to leave them a review. And then I'm like, they're going to look at this review and be like, all holes filled, probably.
Oh, my God. Here I am over here, like today, talking about like, I don't know how to get more people into the show, you know, like we really need to have a way to like welcome new listeners. And here I am like, erotic kiss.
All time.
Give us a review. You know, the thing that people used to let. It's erotic. Fucking.
Beautiful. Our other review is from New Kyler. That's with an NU. They gave us 5 stars. Found you on Apple, finally. I've been a Roach Rider since 2016. 2016? OG Roach Rider. Wow. But I've always listened on Spotify. I tried Apple Music in the past as part of free trials and such, and I always tried to search the podcast, but I could never find it. Until just now today, February 8th, 2024, I learned there is a separate app for podcasts. That's the review. It's 5 stars. Thank you. It was a journey, and it's
from
it's
New Kyler.
From New Kyler. Beautiful. Thank you. Listen, we'll take that. I wouldn't define that one as anything like an erotic kiss.
But I feel like that's more of like fumbling to get a bra off, but I'll take it.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, so
they just deleted their review. There it is, guys.
Get that out of there. 500 reviews, the Stone Sour Power Hour 500. It's going to happen. I believe in us, and I believe in eroticism. So it's going to happen.
Oh yeah, the horniest.
Yep.
That's exactly what Stone Sour is, just horny music.
The horniest. I honestly don't know. We will find out though.
Yeah. I don't know.
We have 500 reviews.
I feel the anti-hard when I see a pork pie hat. If I see someone wearing a pork pie hat, my penis pulls back into my body. Welcome to the show, first-time listeners.
Matt, you said you become anti-hard, not limp, anti-hard.
Yes. Yes, I am anti-hard. My body refuses.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, that's the perfect segue, in that it is not the perfect segue, into Matt's favorite feature on the show.
I am fucking furious.
It's Who's Festing.
Who's Festing? I looked at the show notes, and I saw 5 posters. For different fests that are happening. Well,
Matt,
this Louder Than Life is way... This is too much. This is too much.
Well, Matt, I want to let you know that there was another fest I had on the initial show list, and I deleted it because I love you. And those other posters are actually for the next segment, Who's Touring.
Who's Touring?
Don't worry. But Who's Festing? It's Louder Than Life. September 26th through the 29th, 2024, Louisville, Kentucky. It's 4 fucking days. Thursday through Sunday.
Too much.
It's a lot of bands.
This is and too much.
I was sent this by, I'm going to say conservatively, everyone. So thank you. Listeners, close personal friends. Ashley sent it to me. My friend Nazanin sent it to me. Many people sent me this lineup and was like, Louder Than Life. And I was like, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And the question that was asked by everyone was, how did they decide who got a font and who didn't?
Correct. Yeah.
Because it's like the top 4, 2 to 4, they get their font, and then everybody else just gets this sort of stamped normal font.
And you know why, right?
Popularity.
Stages.
Stages. That's right, man. Because you're either going to be on the badass stage or you're going to be on the tiny stage.
Right. So it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stages this year.
Mm-hmm.
The headliner stage, your big headliners through this, you want to run them down Thursday through Sunday?
All right. So your big headliners, Thursday night, Slipknot. Friday night, Reunited Slayer.
Okay. So who runs the betting pool on the over-under Reunited Slayer? Because somebody just won a bunch of money because they just had that long farewell tour.
They've been broken up for 5 years. The thing that was funny is that I just had seen a thing that Kerry King had just announced his first solo thing, and Kerry King had also given an interview that he was pissed that Slayer broke up. And I was like, oh, wow. And then literally this gets announced and everyone's like, yeah, we're back. Well, you gotta put food on your family somehow, you know. Or maybe it's just the case that, you know, those guys are just sitting there and, you know, they got all these pictures of, you know, crucifixes and buckets of piss, and they're like,
yeah,
this would be a beautiful album cover for us, but we've broken up. You know,
that's if I'm over chat. Here, if I'm over here missing it and you're over there missing it, then what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Let's get back together.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that. You know, those words are like an erotic kiss to me.
Listen, don't put that on Slayer. All right.
Look, when we were broken up, I was anti-hard.
Oh, God. All right. Saturday. I can't believe I'm trying to get away from this to talk about this next one. Saturday.
Oh, yeah, get ready.
Like a fucking haunted mansion, Motley Crue.
So let me just ask you, Lauren, the last Who's Tweeting episode 401, mm-hmm. I threw out there for comedy that you watch Motley Crue Kickstart My Heart, Rockin' at Rio. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it? I already know the answer, but
I watched this video, Matt.
Okay. Did you chuckle? Did you laugh at the audacity?
Here's the thing that was interesting about this video was that it starts, Mick Mars is playing, you know, but it feels very canned in this way that is.
Oh, it's hyper sweetened.
Yeah. But also at the same way, it feels very like you are watching a performance by Motley Crue, Inc. Like, mm-hmm. we are late in the game. Everyone is there. They're just here for the hits. But it's also clearly, like, this is midway through the set. So the boys are a little winded. But they also have, like, backup singers, you know? But it still feels very, like, a big production. And when I see a big production, my brain sets a level of, like, expectation of quality.
Oh, so I see huge mistake.
It was a big mistake. It was a mistake, and that's on me. It's my mistake. But I kind of knew what was coming because you'd already kind of told me things were about to go awry. So you Mick Mars riffing, and Nikki Sixx is doing his Nikki Sixx thing, and Tommy Lean is spinning them sticks and doing what he does.
Yep. Technically, it is the song.
It's the song. It's the song starts, and I go, oh, yeah, I know this song.
And then what happens?
A man named Vincent Neil walks up, if we want to say walks, gallops, carangs, I don't know.
Now, this is your first time seeing this.
I'd never seen this before. Oh, my God.
I would have loved to have been in the room.
He starts, let's be honest, the word
caterwauling?
Caterwauling's good. Caterwauling, mewling, haranguing. It's not singing. I can't use the word sing in what he's doing.
No.
And it is indecipherable. And here's the thing. I don't know the words to the song. And even I'm like, this is
incorrect. Those ain't the words.
These ain't the words. These are not words. That's the thing. They're not words. They're not words, Matt. It's just, he's just, wah, wah, wah. But the thing is that he's selling it, which is the wild part, is that I was maybe thinking that he was just going to be really kind of swaying in a sort of like, but he's still like, nah, I got it. I got it. And we're all like, I don't think you've got it. He's like, no, no, no. I got it. And I was impressed by the showmanship of someone with no show to ship. And I will say I did not watch the whole video. I watched a solid 2 minutes and I pretty much got it. I was taken in by, yeah, definitely like rock and roll professionals, Vince Neil in another universe. He might as well have been like halfway in between dimensions. And because his words were not quite making sense, because, you know, maybe his body was like transcending to the astral plane, and that's what you sound like when you're still trying to like talk or sing the song Kickstart My Heart, because none of it is words. At one point he's like, hey, and he like puts the mic out, and I was like, oh, that's him like, Rio, you do it. But that's not what he says. He's like, it's wild.
And then you hear crystal clear in the background singers, Kickstart My Heart, like on to in tune.
Mm-hmm.
Locked in. And he's like, ha, ha, hi. And then I kickstart my heart.
Part of me is like, what was it like to be at Rio? Because I think of Rio as,
but,
you know,
but
I
like
think
there are countless videos of him doing this. This is a Motley Crue show now. And it's like,
oh, this is just the standard now?
This is what I'm going to do now.
Is this what I'm going to get Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
You're getting this show. His voice has not gotten better. This is it. That is Motley Crue now.
Wow. Wow. Well, something
you're
to look
gonna be,
forward to.
You're going to be on the second stage where the headliner is Disturbed.
Well, let's... Okay, hold on. Before we get to Disturbed and the boys in the second phase, we do say Sunday.
Sunday's headliner is Korn. Yeah.
It's Korn. All right, so everybody is like... Why are we even talking about this? Korn's going to be there, all right? Korn are going to settle everything. Things might get uprooted. Things might go awry during the first 3 days. Korn's going to be there to make everything right. So if everything could go wrong. And also, Matt, you kind of already said this. 1,000 bands are playing Louder Than Life over the 4 days.
Yeah.
Not an exaggeration.
It is nearly too many to cover. And let me tell you, for the main stage, okay, like... Those are huge bands. Slipknot, Slayer, Motley Crue, Korn. Still. I mean, they still sell tickets. They still move bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other bands that are on the main stage are a little... Oh, okay. You know, like, the Offspring being the band before Slipknot is a little like... Oh, okay. Cool. I mean, the Offspring are great. Don't get me wrong, but like... Before Slipknot, it's a little like, that's a real festival swing. Like, yeah, that feels Matt, very festival lineup.
Matt, did you say the Offspring are great?
Okay. That was a loose great. I just didn't want to shit talk on the Offspring. fine.
A loose great. Listen, the Offspring, a loose great, is a loose great. Close to an anti-hard? Is there something?
It's a loose great. It's an anti-hard. They're okay. They're good.
All right.
They're a good band. I like songs by the Offspring.
Listen, Offspring Smash is an all-timer record. 100%. Everything else is straight down the drain. And I don't know how they did it. It's tough. It's tough to make an all-timer and then go... We poop in the bed.
Don't worry. We got this song called Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
don't worry. We are going straight up. Listen, the thing about it is that somebody's like, Lauren, there's tons of bands who poop the bed like this. But listen, Weezer did 2 all-timers, and then they pooped the bed. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
And even then, I would still vouch for like a few of those. You know?
Hey,
Green Record, Maladroit.
On a good day, I like the Green Record.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. Maladroit.
Yeah, exactly. But Offspring, the drop off from Smash to Ixnay on the Ombre.
Substantial.
It's quite a drop. It's quite a drop, guys. All right. Anyway, yeah, but you're right, though. That is weird. Offspring into Slipknot. Other bands.
But I will say on Friday, Till Lindemann from our friend from Rammstein opening for Slayer, home run scheduling.
Honestly, that makes sense. Slayer obviously are going to walk out there and they're going to go, I don't know if we're going to be able to follow that maniac.
Right. You know? It's the first opening act where Slayer's like, that guy's really intense.
Listen, yeah, I know you guys just got done watching Till fuck a bucket of eels, but we're just going to talk about how we hate religion. And everyone's be like, all right, old man.
Meanwhile, Till's like got doll parts dripping on him, and he's like, I'm the hungry chef.
Other notable bands that will be there, Filter's going to be there, Eagles of Death Metal are going to be there, Head PE's going to be there, Clutch, Evanescence, we mentioned Disturbed, Stained, Judas Priest, Architects.
So this is the weird part. So on the main stage, the big stage there, that's where you got your Eagles of Death Metal, Head PE, but they're kind of like opening. They're very much like first bands out. Yeah. Then we got the second stage, and it's kind of like we go Thursday through Sunday on that. Your headliners there are Five Finger Death Punch on Thursday, Evanescence on Friday, Disturbed on Saturday, Judas Priest on Sunday. So that totally tracks. But the pairing is just weird. Like, why wouldn't there just be then a punk stage with punk acts and a metal? You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of feels like it's a grab bag all over the place.
I got to tell you, some of these lineups are wild decisions. Well, okay, let's talk about this stage right here. So Saturday night, I'm assuming this is stage two. It's Disturbed to close. So I'm going to run reverse. So Disturbed. Before Disturbed, Chevelle.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Before them, Skillet.
Also makes sense.
Before them, Sleeping with Sirens.
Or Screaming with Sirens.
Screaming with Sirens. Either way, you're waking up.
I don't know them. I don't either.
I don't either. Now, before them, POD.
All right. How are they that low on the bill on Saturday?
I don't know how POD are lower than Skillet. There must be some numbers out there that would tell me that Skillet apparently are packing it in more than POD. Maybe, I don't know, but it's surprising to me. Then below them is Lilith Czar, never heard of. And then below them are my favorites and Josh Toomey's Mortal Enemy.
Real left field.
Local H.
What?
Okay. All right. I just saw Local H recently at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis. It was incredible. They were amazing. But then you have on this, what is this, stage three? Same day.
Yep.
Mastodon.
Headliner like, there. Yep.
Yeah. And then under them is, I don't even know, is this LS Dunes? Is that the name?
That's what it looks like to me.
Never heard of them. Joey Valence and Bray, The Armed, Helmet, and Tantric.
Sure.
Okay. But then, lower than that, Body Count.
So this is a different stage.
Different stage. Body Count, 3-6 Mafia, Better Lovers, Any Given Sin, Damage, and Citizen Soldier. So the only other band of that I know besides 3-6 and Body Count is Better Lovers, which is the new band from friend of the show and the man of fire, Will Putney. So that's a weird combo there. Okay, sure. All right. Then final one. This is Saturday. This is, I guess, the smallest stage. Health, Il Nino, The Funeral Portrait, Low Spirit, Hemorrhage, and Low Lives. Going from Il Nino to Health?
Odd.
To say the least.
Truly a festival lineup. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is a truly, you do better.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, this is the Louder Than Life organizers going, you do better.
You try, bro.
The bands we had, and these were the stages we had, and this is what they could play. So
that's what it comes down to. Absolutely. So you can go see Soul Glow open for Finger 11, apparently, and try to figure out what's going on in your brain as those events happen.
So Soul Glow comes out like, who's going to beat my ass? Who's going to beat my Finger 11? It's just like, we have a Canadian hit song.
That's right. Tickets already on sale, I'm sure, by the time this episode goes up.
Yeah.
You know what? I know Josh Toomey's going to be there. He's going to be front and center. He's going to be walking around, so make sure to say hi to him. More than likely, I will not be there just because of how my schedule is looking, but I'll be there in spirit when Filter play. I will be there in spirit when Local H play. You know what? I'll also be there in spirit when Stained play. Why not? You know, maybe they'll play some new stuff. Why not? So that's who's festing, and perfect time, Matt, to now go to your second favorite segment of the show, Who's Touring?
Who's Touring?
So we have the fest, but then you have people that are just doing tours. And so it's very interesting to see the difference between a band playing here in the United States of America and who gets what placement. And then they go abroad, they go to the UK, and it's like, oh, things are different. People move up, people move down. So here in America, the United States of America, there is a tour called the Back to the 2000s Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Playing this, headliners, the Union Underground and Soil, with very special guests, Ra and Flaw. This, Matt, is a new AF tour.
Yes.
Incredibly. For one, Union Underground, back together, I guess, and yep. headlining.
Big
Good
time.
For them. Big time. They are playing all around. Most importantly, they are playing the Machine Shop on March 8th.
Nice.
So I think when this episode goes up, it'll be 2 days from now. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, although let's be honest, it's probably sold out. It's probably sold
I'm
out.
I'm going to say it's sold out for sure.
Sold out. All right. So there you go. So they're going to play that. That's going to trek all around the United States through the end of March. Then Soil said, we're getting on a plane and we are going to the United Kingdom. Some call it the UK.
Some do.
But things have got to move around. All right. We've got to change some movements here.
Who's big where? Regionalize. Regionalize.
So when Soil go to the UK, I got to tell you, font size, gigantic.
Fucking enormous.
Huge here.
They're like, make sure you put it on a Union Jack, please.
That's right, man. Listen, this is gigantic. And they are doing an all Scars set. That's right. I'm going to play all of Scars.
Hey, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Since we've been doing this show since the earth cooled, have we done Soil?
Yes, Matt. Yes, we have. Now,
did we like it?
I think so. I think so. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure I feel like Soil went well for us.
Couldn't tell you song one right now of Soil.
That's okay. That's okay, Matt. Listen, this is episode 402. It's okay. Or is it 403? I don't remember. No, it's 403.
403. Yeah.
403. All right. Anyway, Soil, we've done them on the show. Matt can't remember. It's okay. I have memories. Now, opening. I have memories in general. Soil's openers for this. Head PE.
Clutch.
Non-point.
Big time.
And how the tables have turned. The Union Underground.
Union Underground did not tear it up overseas like they did in good old Texas.
The Union Underground are like, hey, let's take this overseas. And Soil said, oh, we can. But set's about to get a little shorter.
Yep. We're getting paid over here, my friend.
That's right. So you can see them through the month of November all around the beautiful country of England. And they're also playing Scotland. Ooh, they're playing Nottingham, England at Rock City. Love it when I'm reminded Nottingham is real. I just love it. I love being reminded of it. But then if you jump back over here to the United States, back on our home soil, Matt.
Yeah, baby.
There's another tour. It's happening.
USA.
There it is. It's happening in April and May of 2024. It is called the Million Watts Tour.
Pretty great. Pretty great name.
Giant font for these boys. Non-point.
Yep.
Opening up for them, Head PE and the Dropout Kings.
Head PE having a huge 2024. Road huge. Animals. Not even dogs, just the road animals on the road.
Wow. So I got to say, this seems like the most no-brainer, all killer, no filler show. You show up at Doors. You post up. Dropout Kings into Head PE into Non-Point. You're about to get your shit rocked.
Yeah.
Three straight hours. That's how it's done.
I have to get my shit rocked.
You shoot rock for three straight hours. Everyone's like, I don't know if I want that. That sounds even less appealing than an erotic kiss right now.
An erotic kiss. I'm real anti-hard about that.
Oh, real anti-hard.
Have you heard the new Dropout King single, by the way?
You know, Matt, I have. I hadn't put it on the list. And the only reason I hadn't put it on the list is that it felt a little bit, I feel like it's one of those, like, we've got Bring Me the Horizon at home. And they were like, yeah, we can do Bring Me the Horizon. But it just, I don't know, it felt a little phoned in for me. I mean, it's a feature, not a full, and they're featuring with another guy. But I don't know, I was kind of underwhelmed by it. Did you like it?
I definitely felt that it was like a bigger swing to, as we would say, broaden the audience. not be so mm-hmm. hard, be a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they already were doing the. We're already taking the Linkin Park formula forward, but they were bringing so much aggression with Riot music that it was like, what it was in the pocket for me. Whereas this definitely felt like, but I got to put food on my family, and it'd be nice mm-hmm. if people listened to this.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's what kind of took me, I guess, out of it was, yeah. And for the record, the song is called Headcase, Wrecker Ian's and Dropout Kings. Yeah, it just sounds very, yeah, like they've heard the, you know, that he had heard the Bring Me the Horizon formula that so many people have co-opted, and they said, why not us? I thought it was, yeah, it's fine, but I didn't think it's no Glitch Gang. It's no Vacuum.
Definitely not.
It's no Riot music. Yeah. Which is why I didn't put it on the agenda, but now we're talking about it.
Well, I mean, the fucking Dropout Kings come up. I have to ask you if you've heard the new single.
It's true, Matt.
This is your fault. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Fucking dare you?
Matt, you know what this is the equivalent of? When you put a hand over someone's head and then you kiss the hand because you won't even kiss them.
My lips will never touch your body.
Never touch. But you know what? You should touch some tickets to go see the Million Watts Tour. Nonpoint Head PE Dropout Kings. It's a no-brainer. Go to it. There's one more tour.
There sure is. He sure is, you son of a bitch.
I did this to myself. This is 6 o'clock me getting revenge on 11:38 me.
We all make mistakes.
We do. Matt. POD. They got a new record coming out. We've talked about it.
We're excited about it.
We like the singles. We do. We're a little baffled by the promo art, but that's okay. They have the I Got That Tour.
Yep.
Opening up for them, special guests, Bad Wolves, Norma Jean, and Blind Channel.
Interesting.
I would say this is another one where I guess I just don't know how popular bands are, because I feel like Bad Wolves at this point is POD level popular. I feel like Bad Wolves would be able to do this on their own. They wouldn't need to support POD, but you know what though? Maybe they're just like hanging out. Maybe it's just a fun hang. Hanging out with Sonny and the boys. So they're going to be playing, this is a summer tour. This is spring summer. Starts late April, goes through June. I think this is going to be a party. You know they're going to be bringing the heat. Norma Jean is playing, so there's a slight possibility that you may see Daniel Terry in the pit.
That's what I was going to say.
If you do, pass him along. Pick him up. Help him crowd surf, all right? Don't drop that man, all right? He's got a family at home. They're waiting for him. But they know he's got to get out there to see his boys.
You know, if we see DT out there, we're going to have to ask him, is Bad Wolves and Blind Channel a Christian band?
Are they?
Because I know that POD has definitely been a Christian band, and Norma Jean is a Christian band.
Right.
So we got to check in. We got to get to the boards.
Right. We got to get to see you on the boards, you know. Are Bad Wolves actually good wolves telling you the good news? You don't know. You don't know.
Bad Wolves, you know? Telling you the good news.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That's it for Who's Touring. Matt, you're free. You're free.
I feel great. I just... Psh, psh,
psh. There you go.
That was a lot of tours. That was a lot of tours.
It's a lot of tours. Listen, it's the beginning of the year is tour announcements. Everybody letting you know, hey, we're going to shake off the rust. We're going to get out on the road. We're going to rock some faces and things are going to happen.
And depending on 2024, it's time to do
right.
it.
That's right. And depending on what part of the Atlantic Ocean you're on will also determine whether or not Union Underground are eating full-size sandwiches or little Lunchables. Okay? It's, you know, it all depends. All right? So get them ticks. Go to theinternet.com. Matt, there is only...
Oh, God, can you just pull up your GeoCities account, internet.com?
Internet.com and type in Ticky Ticks and get yourself over to these shows. Matt, there's only one way to close out an episode of Roach Coach, and that is with Vandals Can't Handles Part 2.
The Rise of the Roach.
Matt, we're working our way through. Believe it or not, we only have three songs left on this list.
Unbelievable. Do we have a new list, Lauren?
Matt, I want to say we don't, but I have a feeling that by the time this episode goes up, we probably will have another list because the Roach Riders provide. The Roach Riders and Indigo Angels, they provide. So, yeah, if you have a new list, we're open because we're about to be done with this one. Otherwise, Who's Tweeting Episodes is just me having Matt read more lists of bands at festivals, which he loves.
So, I'm enraged.
He's so furious.
But anti-hard.
Oh, anti-hard, definitely. Definitely. That thing is retracted into your body.
Not soft. Anti-hard.
Anti-hard. Matt, what band do we have this week?
Today, we have a band called Head Trip Trauma. Their song, Animosity, from their album, Side Effects, 2021. Mm-hmm. Is that new?
New.
We got's gonna turn your brain into shit.
I have to turn it down, but I could listen to that whole song.
Matt, did that man promise to turn our brains into shit?
I believe so. I believe that's a trip trauma.
Wow. Let me tell you, 2021. Wow, what a gift. We had the scratches. We had the riffs. We have threats. Let me tell you, being threatened in real life, no fun. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Being threatened in a song, yes. Love it. Love a threat in a song, especially if it's just open-ended. Open-ended threat. Could be about me. Could be about anybody. Plausible deniability. Yes.
Pretty great.
This was great. Also, aptly named Animosity. Perfect. Covers a lot of ground. Honestly, when he was like, we're about to turn into shit, I was like, this is probably going to be a fucking great song. I don't see how this song can miss at this point. I mean, unless they all accidentally drop their instruments at some point. I don't even know. Vince Neil walks in, maybe. Starts saying things that don't make any sense. Incredible growl enunciation with this guy. He was like growling, but I could understand every word, which made it more visceral. Man, I don't know. Maybe I have been turned into shit. I don't even know. Matt, I feel like you're feeling the same energy here.
Dude, great. Great stuff. Love that. Love it. I mean, not much else to say except, Eric Vandal, you done it again.
You did it again. I want to hear more. Let's be honest. This is going on the long list. It's going on the long list. We need to hear more. I don't know. I mean, what if every song he's like, this is going to turn you into a pile of piss. And you're like, all right.
This is the piss song.
This is a piss song. And the next one he's like, this one you're going to be a bucket of puke. I'm like, yeah, excrement.
I'm going to turn you into chum.
All right, every single one he's just like something, you know. I'm trying to think, boogers, maybe it's a booger song, mucus, just getting real vile. That's my hope. I have seen someone write and be like, Lauren, they only did it on the one song. Well think bigger.
Missed opportunity,
right? truly. Yeah, Eric Vandal, yeah, I will just echo what Matt said. You done did it again. Well done. You know, I didn't know where to fit this in the app, but I wanted to mention it. You know, it's been a wild time. We've talked about it recently with the sudden gutting of Pitchfork, which still exists. Pitchfork.com does still exist, brought down to basically a skeleton crew. But there's been a gutting of online music journalism. It's been very unfortunate. Vice got taken out. Certainly ups and downs with that website, but they had a lot of great stuff over the years. They've covered a lot of stuff. They signed a lot of bands. I would say that still pretty important, and a lot of good writers left out to dry on that. But someone had pointed out a survivor, someone who made sure that against all odds, their work, their own personal art will be preserved. I'm just going to read this tweet. It's from Zach Schoenfeld. And they said, as the internet disintegrates, I increasingly understand and admire Robert Christgau's decision to archive everything he's ever written on a text-only Geocities-looking website probably designed in 1995.
It's true.
It's true. I mean, we've been talking about it. Jenny had been lamenting it. She's like, I don't know what Robert's doing here. Listen, Robert, he played the long game, everybody. All right? Sites going down left and right. Dead links. You can't find it. RobertKreisgau.com. Last bastion. Last game.
Holding on for dear life.
You can find it, man. You're like, I've had those old Kreisgau reviews. He's still got it. Still there. What albums did he give a bomb emoji to? You can find out. He's still there. Like an oasis, or not even an oasis, like an island in the middle of the ocean. So credit to the Dean. Credit to the Dean.
Always doing the damn thing.
Absolutely. And that does bring us to the end of another episode of Roach Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Keep on saying hello to us online. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're on all of those. Become a patron over at the Patreon, patreon.com/roachcoachpodcast. Get exclusive episodes of The Coach. The Pact is now playing over there, as well as our exclusive Gavin Rosdale episode. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned at the top of the ep, you'll be able to vote on future episodes, and more fun, more things are coming. I have things brewing that Matt doesn't even know about, and just because I haven't told him about it yet.
That's correct.
Yeah. And until next time, Matt, thank you.
Lauren, thank you. Roach Riders and Indigo Angels, thank you.
You got me. Bye-bye.
Bye.